Blog Talk Radio.
Viewers all over the world, where can you go from His presence? East, South, North? You are welcome to the arena of liberty. That you are not here do not make a difference. Just believe. Believing is our connection. Hallelujah. The message today, warfare is necessary. Tell your neighbor. I'm taking you to the book of Ephesians 6, verse 12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age. Listen to that. It's message for you and message for me. Church. This is a message for you. The reason so many of us are weak is because we are not armed. We are supposed to be the battle axes in the hands of God. You know what it means to be the battle axes in the hands of God? This is God. This is axis. Who is to talk? God, the person that is cutting it. This axis cannot talk. When we are armed, we will not fight against people. We will not strive against people. We will not stand on the pulpit and begin to say that man is good, that man is not good. If we are strong spiritually, our love becomes protection against the hatred of the adversary. If we are strong spiritually, our faithfulness becomes protection against unfaithfulness of the adversary. That is, when you send arrow to me, if I'm a true pastor, I will receive that arrow. I will keep it. I will not take that arrow and send it back to you. Why? Because the Lord has promised me of setting a table before me in the presence of those who are setting arrow. This issue of send back to sender is not scriptural. If you send the arrow, I will collect the arrow and keep it somewhere, because I know you will come one day. The Bible says, I will set a table before you in the presence of your enemy. If you take that the same arrow and send it back, what will happen? By the time the Lord will set a table, who will be there? We are to battle the spiritual entities that cause crisis and tension in our business, in our spiritual life, in our home, in our marriage. This is what we are to battle, not human beings. Tell your neighbor, we are to battle the spiritual entities that cause crisis and tension in our home, in our marriage, in our spiritual life, in our business. When you begin to speak against your neighbor, you are fighting the wrong battle. When you go the way of the cross, you begin to see every attack as a blessing. That is the way of our Lord Jesus Christ, the way Jesus handled every trial. You begin to see every trial, every persecution as a blessing. Yes, indeed. Afflictions are meant for our spiritual benefit. Trials are meant for our spiritual benefit. That is, are meant to maintain our union with God. Many of us are here today because of the trouble we have. The trouble are meant to maintain our spiritual union. Tell your neighbor, be strong. Be strong for service. Be strong for suffering. Be strong for fighting. Be strong. The Bible says, be strong in the Lord. Therefore, be strong for service. Be strong for fighting. Be strong for suffering. We have enemies to fight against. A captain to fight for. A banner to fight under. Our enemy is not flesh or blood. Your enemy is not your colleague. Your enemy is not your neighbor. Your neighbor could be those who do not share the same faith with you. Your neighbor could be those who really hate you. You know, they hate you. They want you to die. They are not your enemy, my brother. The body you are seeing, physical body, appearance you are seeing, they are not your enemy. Tell your neighbor, we have enemies to fight against. A captain to fight for. A banner to fight under.
The battle belongs to the Lord. No weapon that fashioned against us will stand. The battle belongs to the Lord. And we'll sing, glory,
be seated. Thank you, Lord. When you begin to fight against people, striving against people, you are fighting flesh and blood, and you are fighting wrong battle. Tell your neighbor, apply yourself to your work, apply yourself to your duties as Christian soldiers. Our weapon of warfare is what? When you look at the book of Acts 16, verse 17, Paul was an agent of light, while the slave girl was an agent of darkness. Such connection will be unequally yoked. You can bring them together. The slave girl was trying to transform himself as an agent of lie by saying, these men are servants of the Most High God. Listen to what they have to say.